Adam Fryer joins us. G'day, Adam.
Thanks. Thanks for the intro too, TK. That music there. I dare say it was a nice way to finish off the year. I don't know who picked that track for you. I dare say it would have been Jimmy. But thanks for the intro. And yes, you're absolutely right. It is going to be a huge test. But just remember, England are in the exact same position. They went down to South Africa and New Zealand. They're tipped to be one of the favourites for the World Cup. So it's going to be really interesting after this test match of where the blowtorch sits. Will it be on the Wallabies and Michael Checker, or will it be firmly placed on England, who are hosting the World Cup next year?
Yeah.
It's massive. Twickenham doesn't get any bigger. What are you preparing to see, I suppose, Adam? Are they going to turn it on?
Yeah, you're right, Slats. It is like the Lords of rugby. I don't think Michael Checker will change a thing. In fact, he'll probably make one change maybe in the back row. Sean McMahon was left out of the team last week, and I think it was for rest. Blokes played Australian 7, Australian 20s, every Super Rugby game and NRC. So I think he'll make maybe that single change, but also I think it's the bench where he might get creative. There's a lot of injuries. Kieran Drani is now out, and he'll be a huge loss. And Henry Speight, although he's only played one test, I think he'll still start and make a difference. But for mine, England versus Australia, it doesn't get any better at Twickenham, and I know these guys will be pumped, but huge test match. Like, it's got so many things riding on it, but everyone's talking about the Aussies being under pressure. I dare say England will be feeling it worse than we are.
Yeah, their record. What? It's 1 from 9, isn't it? England?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a bit of a hoodoo there. Yeah, so it's going to be a great test. But tell you what, it's been a very long year, and I've only just been calling the game, let alone been playing it. Yeah. We were talking about rugby back in February. We're still talking about it now, leading into December. These players go through an extraordinary amount of work, and I know they're paid well, and even cricket now, it's become a 12-month sport. Rugby's almost gone down the same trend. Now, you add sevens to that potentially in an Olympic year, these players don't stop. So as much as they copped a bit of a bagging, you know, especially one of them this year, and that's more the Kirtley Beale incident, I think I've got to tip my hat to the current day Wallaby player. They go all year, and it's a grueling task, and they've pretty much got the most important test match of all right at the end. And forgetting New Zealand and all the other teams that we can't beat, if we don't beat England, it really is going to show that we're going to be under a lot of pressure. And Michael Checker then moves away and then coaches the Waratahs and comes back in. So it's not as if a coach can be planning towards the World Cup after 3 straight losses. It's interesting times, but I tell you what, a win will fix all that, especially in the public perception.
I see there was a damaged door after the Ireland loss, and they're saying a support staff. Staffer,
sure.
It sounds like Michael Checker, if you ask me.
He's got form.
Well, you might think that, but dare to say, the doors in the cold, they stick. Check's like that. He wears his heart on his sleeve. He's broken doors and windows before, but, mate, it was a tough loss last week. And if we can talk about last week, Six Nations champion, Ireland, and they are an incredible side. And we almost beat them away. And look, I know I say it way too much that we're close. We've been close for so long, but there was plenty of signs there. But the one thing that I've noticed in this Wallabies team, this new Wallabies team under Michael Checker, is they get in a position to win and they faint. They can't close the game. And I think that shows the experience of this team. And even if you look, I know their forwards packs are very, very experienced. We've got kids coming through, especially even Rob Simmons this week plays his 50th test at 25 years old. James Slipper around about the same age. Their backs lack maturity apart from Adam Ashley Cooper. So being able to close those games, but I tell you what, it was heartbreaking last week, not only because of the loss, but because I had to get up at 3:30 and I punched all the way through. I didn't go back to bed. I was a zombie by the end of the day.
Yeah, well, that's not unusual for you. Getting up at 3 is, getting home at 3 is not. Now, give us a winner. Not your heart, your head.
Look, I would dare say that England should win this game. And I say that because potentially they may be more desperate. And look, I've backed the Aussies and I always see value in Australia when they're 1-12. So I think the value would be there for Australia 1-12. But I tell you what, I don't know. I just think England are due. They should have beaten South Africa. They should have definitely beaten New Zealand when they played them. They're the best team in the world. I just would have to say the head saying England. But, you know, it's a tough one. Do you bet with your head or your heart? I think that there is value in Australia 1-12.
Yeah. How's the moustache going?
It's horrendous.
It's
got its own name. It's got its own Twitter handle. It's got its own personality. People are actually talking to it, not to me. It's very unusual. It needs to go because it's taking over my life.
Yeah, I saw you on Fox Sports, I think, the other day, and it was there, wasn't it?
He loves it.
Just above that top lip, it didn't look nice.
Takes you back to the glory days.
I think there was a bit of food in it.
Someone actually called it a womb room the other day, but I'm not sure what that really meant.
Thank you, Adam.
See you later.